How old are you?
13 years old.
What grade?
7th grade.
Do you like it?
Yeah, it's okay.
What is your favorite thing that you're taking in school?
I really like dance team.
And what kind of dance is it?
It's jazz dance and a little bit of contemporary dance.
Have you been dancing for a while?
I've been dancing since I was 4.
Have you done ballet and the whole works?
I do Chinese dance. I've done that for all my life. And then a couple years ago, I started jazz dance.
What else do you take at school? Tell me about school.
Well, we have to take the 4 core classes, math, science, ELA, and Texas history. And then for my electives, I'm taking Chinese and orchestra and dance team.
What instrument do you play?
I play the violin.
And tell me about Chinese. Have you taken Chinese before, or this is the first time?
I took it in 6th grade, and then I'm going to do it through high school.
How are you finding learning Chinese? Is it easy? As my daughter, this is my daughter's thing. Thumb up, easy. Thumb to the side, medium. Thumb down, hard.
I think it's thumb up, easy. And our teacher makes it really fun to like learn new words and play games.
So can you like converse a little bit at this point?
We learned like conversational things in Chinese, like hello, how are you, and easy things like that.
Do you think you'd like to go to China?
I like visiting there. I went there when I was 8 and I celebrated my birthday there. So I think I like visiting it.
So you celebrated your 8th birthday in China. What was that like?
It was really fun. We did a lot of like sightseeing while we were there. And I met my foster mom while I was there.
How was that? Tell me what that meeting was like. Were you at her house? Did you meet somewhere in the little town? Do you remember?
I went to the orphanage and I met her there.
Do you have much memory of that meeting?
I remember going to the orphanage and seeing like where I was raised for a little bit of my life. And yeah.
And was that like, how did that feel?
I don't know.
Kind of hard to remember a little bit.
Yeah.
It was a long time ago, and 8 is kind of young, right? For sometimes you don't remember everything. So, do you want to go back to China? Because that was before you knew Chinese. Next time you go back, you're going to be like talking to everybody.
Yeah, I think it would be fun to go back. But when I was there, like, my family were like, people wanted to take pictures with them because like they hadn't seen like blue eyes, and like it was just really funny because it was funny because they just were really interested.
They were interested in your parents, kind of Western parents, right? When we were there, my 13-year-old stepson came with us to adopt my daughter, and people kept stopping him. We were at the zoo in Guangzhou, and a couple stopped, handed him their baby, and said, "Can we take your picture?" We were in a park, and a bunch of teenage girls went crazy and surrounded him and said, "Can we take your picture?" At the thought of going back, do you like the idea that that might happen again if you go with your folks, or does it make you feel kind of funny to be kind of picked out in that way?
I think I would love to go back, and I think it would be like kind of funny also to see how they react to like American people, and they like really like taking pictures with them.
When you think about going back, do you give much thought to the idea that you would be in a country where everybody looks like you, whereas when you're here, it's more the other way around?
Yeah, that's what happened last time we went back, and people would just come up to me and start talking in Chinese, and I don't know what they were saying. And it was just like I blended in with all of them, and then like my family were like really different.
How did that feel to blend in?
Different, like not normal, I guess.
Do you do like the China camp here, the culture camp, any of the cultural activities like the Moon Festival and the New Year's Festival stuff?
Yes, we celebrate a lot of Chinese holidays, like the Chinese New Year, and we do a moon walk around my neighborhood every year, and I go to the FCC culture camps.
The moon walk around your neighborhood, is that something you guys started, or are there other folks up here who are Chinese or are familiar with Chinese culture?
Well, we started it, my mom started it, and we invite like a bunch of people, our neighbors and our friends, and we just walk around the neighborhood on the moon.
That's a really cool thing to do. So tell me about other things. What else do you like? What are you reading?
I really like the Harry Potter series, and I read a lot, and I really like it.
Is Harry Potter your favorite?
Probably.
Have you seen all the movies?
Yes.
Tell me about your friends. Do you have a best friend?
I don't really have a best friend, but I have a lot of really good friends. And then also, I have a group of friends called the Ladybugs, and it's all kids adopted from China.
That's cool. I never heard of the Ladybugs before. Is that your kind of own name for your buddy group?
Yeah, it's the name we created.
How did you meet the Ladybugs?
My mom found a bunch of people, like she found a bunch of them from where I dance, and yeah.
How many ladybugs are there?
There's five that go, like we meet like once a month, but two of them moved away, so there were seven, but now there's five.
And does that give you kind of a sense of like a community?
Yeah, we can all relate to like the same things. It's really fun because we just get to hang out.
What about other kids? Have you had over the years other kids ask questions? Or I know that like my daughter last year had to do a presentation in her third grade class about her family history, her family tree. So this was a kind of her first real experience standing up in front of other kids and talking about the fact that she's adopted and her family tree in our family, but that there's a whole biological family that she has really no information about. And it was a little bit tough for her because the kids in her class had a lot of questions. Have you had to deal with questions from other kids? And if you have, how do you look upon that?
A lot of kids are just like curious and they don't really understand it fully. And I don't really mind answering their questions because they don't really know anything about it, so I don't mind.
Doesn't make you feel funny or anything?
No.
Do you think much about your biological family in China? Have you given that much thought over the years?
I don't really, like, I don't think about them that much because I'm really busy and stuff, and I like to do a lot of things, but sometimes I do, like at culture camp when we, like, talk about it in, like, a circle.
Like in the adoption journey part of culture camp, yeah. And so when you talk about it there, what does that feel like?
I mean, there's, like, a whole, like, you're surrounded by other people that, like, know what it's like, I guess. And some people don't really like talking about it that much, but I don't really mind.
So do you think that's a good part of culture camp, or do you think that's a part of culture camp you could live without?
Well, whenever like the lady comes in the room, we all just kind of get silent, and then she asks us questions, and there's only like a couple kids that talk. I don't think it's maybe the funnest part of culture camp for me, but it's pretty good, I guess.
If you were the queen of culture camp, would it be in or out? Be honest.
I would say in, but shorter, because it's really long and it's kind of awkward because no one really wants to like share.
It feels kind of personal.
Yeah. And usually the counselors are the ones like talking and stuff.
Is there anything about being Chinese or being adopted from China or being in a family where everybody wasn't born in the same country that you would like other people to know?
A lot of people assume that like I know fluent Chinese and I can just like have a full out conversation in Chinese, and they're like, "Oh, you speak Chinese?" I'm like, "Nope, I don't know any of it. That's what I'm learning." And they kind of make assumptions that like I have like a really strict mom that like makes me have all good grades, but I don't.
They make the assumption that you have a tiger mom. Have you heard that? So maybe you would like them to think twice before they tell you their assumptions.
Yeah.
Well, I would like to say thank you very much. It's been a great conversation.
You're welcome.